And along with this, since you're basically walking a large part of the orchard, I find it helpful just to keep an eye out. Like, you know, kind of disease and issues start to crop up around now, both on the leaves and on the fruits and the trees around this time. So it's kind of a good idea to keep an eye out. And if you're seeing anything consistently across your orchard, maybe take a little time to take a closer look at that to see if there's anything that can be done either the remainder of this year or into the next. Talk about it. Yeah, and that's one of the things I like keeping an eye out around this time. So there is, ideally, you've been monitoring it before now. And the thing with spider mites is, along with keeping an eye on spider mite levels and occurrence, you also, ideally, you have within your monitoring are keeping an eye on six-spotted thrips. So depending, this is a predatory thrips.
Yeah.
That specifically feeds on pest mites.
Yeah.
So, and thresholds are pretty low. So there's different thresholds based on different parts of the year. So I think around this time, David Haviland has done a lot of work. You have to use a very specific trap for six-spotted thrips. And if you're getting, I think, about three per week at least, then mite populations might stay the same or even go down. So there may not even be a needed for a miticide application because this predatory thrips is helping keep the populations down.
Perfect.
Now, if the six-spotted thrips is below that threshold, then a spray may be warranted. So it's really, really important nowadays that along with monitoring mites, you want to be monitoring their predators as well, because it might save you a spray or two.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.